This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled God's Cosmic Council, Recovering a Lost Biblical Theme. It offers a simplified overview of the Divine Council worldview, a biblical perspective that helps make sense of spiritual beings, rebellion, and God's cosmic plan of redemption. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version of this paper at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available alongside this one for those who wish to study the topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. A missing lens. Have you ever read the Bible and wondered why it talks about gods, sons of God, or spiritual battles in the heavens? Maybe those verses felt strange or even uncomfortable. Many modern Christians quietly skip over them, assuming they must be symbolic or outdated. But what if those passages actually hold the key to understanding the Bible's full message? The Bible wasn't written in a vacuum. It came from a world filled with belief in the unseen. People who wrote it understood that life wasn't just physical. They believed in a spiritual realm filled with beings who, like us, could choose to follow God or rebel against Him. Theologians today call this perspective the Divine Council worldview, and recovering it might change the way you see Scripture forever. What is the Divine Council? The Bible teaches that Yahweh is the one true God, eternal, uncreated, and all-powerful. But it also tells us He shares the spiritual world with other created beings who are sometimes called Elohim. This word just means spiritual beings, like angels, demons, or the spirits of the dead. In several passages, these beings appear together in what looks like a heavenly courtroom or divine assembly. God doesn't need advice, but He chooses to involve others in His plans. This picture isn't mythological, it's relational. God governs the cosmos through a council of loyal beings and even allows them to make decisions. Where did this idea come from? This isn't something Christians made up later. The idea of a divine council was common in the ancient world, especially in Israel's neighboring cultures like Ugarit. But while they believed in many gods fighting for power, the Bible stands apart by affirming one supreme God, Yahweh, who rules over all. Other cultures imagined gods who were selfish or unpredictable. The Bible gives us a picture of a God who is just, holy, and in control. Yet it still acknowledges the existence of these spiritual beings, some of whom rebelled and now oppose God's purposes. Why does this matter today? Most modern people live in a disenchanted world. We don't think about angels, demons, or spiritual warfare much, if at all. But the Bible assumes this reality on every page. Ignoring the supernatural side of Scripture disconnects us from the mindset of the biblical writers. The Divine Council worldview helps us understand hard passages, make sense of spiritual warfare, see Jesus not just as Savior but as a victorious King who defeats cosmic powers, realize that we, as the church, are participants in a cosmic story, not just bystanders. How should we read the Bible? To grasp this worldview, we need what I call dual lenses. The first lens looks at the Bible through the eyes of its original audience. That means understanding the ancient world, the culture, the language, and what words like Elohim really meant. The second lens is the view from the New Testament, where Jesus is revealed as the fulfillment of God's plan. The apostles often reinterpret older passages under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They aren't twisting Scripture, they're showing us what was always there, waiting to be revealed. Jesus and the Divine Council. When Jesus came, He didn't just come to save individual sinners. He came to reclaim the nations from the rebellious powers who ruled over them. The cross, He disarmed spiritual authorities. Pentecost, He launched the mission to bring all peoples back under God's rule. In this view, the gospel is cosmic. It's not just about going to heaven. It's about reclaiming heaven and earth for God's kingdom. Conclusion: reclaiming a supernatural faith, the Divine Council worldview may sound strange at first, but it's actually the native language of the Bible. It doesn't contradict Christian belief, it explains it more deeply. It helps us read Scripture with clarity, defend our faith more confidently, and live with a greater awareness of the spiritual world. We were never meant to read the Bible like a textbook. It's a cosmic drama, and we are part of the story. Recovering this supernatural worldview isn't about adding something new. It's about reclaiming what was always there.